Skyrocketing construction costs mean two below-market rental developments in Burnaby have come in double their expected budget. The projects developed by Metro Vancouver Housing Corp., the regional government's housing authority, have come in a combined $105.5 million above their original 2020 estimates. Now Metro Vancouver Regional District staff are recommending taking up to $39.5 million out of its reserves and $70.1 million in financing to fund the two projects, the Stellar at 7388 Southwind Avenue and the Connection at 7736th Street, according to a new staff report. The Stellar, a six-story, 122-unit redevelopment with an integrated child care facility, was estimated in 2020 to cost $45.5 million. That estimate has increased by 106.4% to $93.9 million. Meanwhile, the budget for The Connection, a six-story, 174-unit project with one en-suite daycare unit for eight children, has increased 89.5% from $63.8 million to $120.9 million. The report, to be presented to Metro Vancouver Housing Committee this Friday, states the increases are due to significant cost increases across the construction industry, increased lending rates, as well as design changes. The design changes include increasing the floor area of both developments, adding two new residential units to The Connection, adding bike storage and accommodating loading space for tenant move-ins and move-outs. To make up for the increased cost, staff have recommended pulling up to $17 million in cash from reserves and borrowing $43.5 million from Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp. for The Connection. The Stellar likewise needs $22.5 million from the reserves and $26.6 million in loans from CMHC, according to staff. MVH's equity component would be funded from contributions raised through the $4 million annual tax requisition for municipal partnerships and expansion, said the report for The Stellar. Metro Vancouver Housing Corp.'s development reserve has sufficient funds to support both projects, according to the reports. Both developments are receiving various grants from BC Housing, the City of Burnaby, CMHC, and the Ministry of Education and Childcare. Much of the grant funding is conditional on the sites being rented at below market rates. The rental rates will not be affected by the updates to the project budgets, Metro Vancouver spokesperson Jennifer Saltman told the Burnaby Now. In May last year, Metro Vancouver's Housing Committee heard construction costs have seen unprecedented increases since 2020. In the last 6 months, the city of Burnaby has also seen at least five major community center redevelopments come in hundreds of millions over budget. The Metro Vancouver Housing Committee will discuss the report and vote on staff recommendations at its meeting Friday, January 12, and the Metro Vancouver Board will have the final say at a later date. The Burnaby rental developments. The Connection at 7736th Street is planned to be a six-story multi-family non-market rental building with an in-home child care facility for up to eight children, developed by Metro Vancouver Housing Corp. MVHC. The development at 7736th Street in Burnaby is seeing its construction costs soar. Metro Vancouver Housing Corporation, Perkins Eastman Architects. The Connection, details, according to the public hearing report. Currently on the site are 30 townhouse units built in 1984, 174 total rental units originally planned, 9 studios, between 388 and 438 square feet, 69 one-bedrooms, between 552 and 669 square feet, 87 two-bedrooms, between 775.7 and 1,168 square feet, 9 three-bedrooms, between 1,002 and 1,168 sq. Ft. MVHC is seeking funding from provincial and federal governments to rent the units at shelter rates, rent geared to income, low end of market rates. A minimum proposal is 40% of the units at 20% below CMHC median rental rates. The median rate for Southeast Burnaby is $1,344, and 60% at low end of market rental rates. 38 adaptable units included 21 accessible parking stalls, 105 parking spaces total. All will have an individual outlet for level 2 electric vehicle charging, 384 total bike spaces, 19 scooter parking spaces for aging in place. Amenities include a lounge, event space with kitchen and office, and an outdoor courtyard. MVHC is proposing a minimum of 40% of the units to be rented at 20% below the CMHC median rental rate for the area and 60% of the units at low end of market rental rates, according to the Burnaby staff report from February last year. Depending on government grants, there could also be affordable units rented at shelter rates or rent geared to income. Demolition of the existing buildings is expected to begin in the first quarter of this year, and construction is expected to start in the third quarter, according to Metro Vancouver. Construction costs have doubled for the affordable rental project at 7388 Southwind Avenue in Burnaby. Metro Vancouver Housing. The Stellar details, according to a Burnaby staff report. MVHC plans to develop a non-market rental apartment building with child care in Edmonds Town Centre. The City of Burnaby-owned site is currently vacant and treed. 122 total rental units planned with a child care facility for up to 37 children. 1 adaptable studio unit, 520 square feet, 51 one bedrooms, between 540 and 697 square feet, 56 adaptable two bedrooms, between 581 and 697 square feet, and 14 adaptable three bedrooms, between 979 and 1,036 square feet. 93 adaptable units included 17 accessible parking stalls, 84 total parking spaces, 271 total bike spaces. Amenities include a lobby, flex space and outdoor amenities such as urban agriculture, lawn space, outdoor play and storage area for the child care facility. MVHC proposed a minimum of 51% of the units rented at 20% below the median rental rate for the area and 49% of the units at 10% below market rental rates. However, it is anticipated based on recent BC housing funding announcements that affordability achieved on this project will be deepened beyond the minimum and secured through the ground lease, said the Burnaby staff report from June. The site is part of a broad city initiative to develop non-market housing on various city-owned sites in Burnaby, according to the staff report. At the development's public hearing June 27, Burnaby City Councillors heard neighbors' complaints about the project, including one neighbor who called the building a monstrosity and an eyesore. City staff said the building was designed to provide as much housing on public land as possible in order to address the affordable housing crisis.